Hi, I'm Barella, and this is my first performance in Scotland. So for the court, I brought along my boyfriend. I know what you're thinking. He's not a real man with the glammy pink outfit, but I like the fact that he's a sensitive feminine side. His name is Promises. He is actually the first boyfriend I've ever had that kept them all. And he's the best boyfriend I've ever had. He never insists on watching football, never farts in bed, and he has never spunked in my face or given me any unwanted jewelry. The first time he came home with me, my cat got jealous when he heard him purr. So we kind of want to show you how he purrs. But we can't do that because we got kicked out of Starbucks yet. So I don't know if you could hear that. But it always makes me go a little weak in the knees. He's always up, ready to go. He never asks me to swallow, never too fast, here's the rocks I can adjust, cause he's got batteries, so I've got no worries, I know that he will please, cause he's got batteries, no he's got no clit wrong, my libido is strong, it never takes too long, cause he's got batteries. Old biddies may think that I'm a sleaze, men are to value, I'm not a tease, no need for one night stands, with him and my own hands, I can hear five bees band, cause he's got batteries. So maybe you wonder, how did I end up with such a splendid specimen? Well, the truth is I was sick of the men I was dating. I wasn't meeting anyone worth my time. And so this friend said I should go to a place where I could pick up whatever I fancy. And I did, but I admit at first I was a little scared and rather shocked. There were mountains, perfect shots with bullets, wicked black licking jellies, random rabbits, and there was also a Doc Johnson. I mean, can you imagine what a turnoff? I hated Miami Vice. And there was one called a pedigree, and I don't know if that was supposed to mean an animal or a tusk, but either way, just not interested. I work at this very posh business, and I find that the true tufts are really insufferably slow. And, you know, can you imagine them having sex? Do you think that perhaps you could, what was it now? Squeeze my nipple. By the time you get anywhere, she's dried up for menopause. And there was a cosmic cupid that, to me, it's a turn-off, the idea of sex with a cherub. And there was also a Mrs. Einstein that I'm just really not into women. So, anyway, I left, but then I realized that I was checking out his website, and I'd be by the shop for no reason, and when I closed my eyes, I'd see him there, and pink things would get me hot and bothered, and I couldn't walk by the breast cancer appeal fans anymore, or watch the Sheila's Wheels advert. So anyway, have you ever heard the purchase instructions for a vibrator? Number one is don't get it wet. Really, don't get it wet. Don't use it too often, or too long. It kind of makes you feel like you're selling them for bedroom decor. It's like the nice couch that your mother wouldn't let anyone sit on unless guests were over, and then only the guests. But the best part about him is that, unlike a lot of the potato-eating men out there, and I say that because they do seem to make up 80% of the average Brit's diet, and, you know, I even had a date taken to a spud bar. And when he saw my reaction, he said I was too posh for him. But then he was the kind of person who was a person that smelled when he moved, so he wouldn't have to shower often. Anyway, Promises to you, unlike this man, it's super fit. You turn him on and he keeps going and going and going. And that is my little bit.